Well, overnight, police in Bangladesh arrested a 21-year-old student over the brutal killing of a university professor, which heightened concerns about the rise of radicalism in the South Asian country. Rizal Karim Sadiq, an English professor at the University of Rashaji, was hacked to death with machetes as he walked to a bus station from his home. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the murder. It's the fourth from the university. In the last 14 months, six bloggers and liberal activists have also been killed in the capital, Dhaka. Some of them were close friends and colleagues of my next guest. Rayhan Abir is on a hit list of writers to be killed. He's the editor of the Mukta Mono website, I think that's correct pronunciation, that's dedicated to free thinking. And he joins me now from Toronto, where he's been granted refuge. Welcome to RN Breakfast, Rayhan.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is very sad news. Could we start with the latest from Bangladesh? One arrest overnight and other suspects still at large. Are police close to finding those responsible, do you judge?
I hope so. I hope that police are looking fearlessly for those killers who brutally killed Professor Rizal Karim. He is a professor of English literature, and Islamic State affiliated groups killed him with their machete because he was calling on atheism as the faith.
Which his daughter, I've heard this morning, specifically rebuts and says that he doesn't do that sort of thing, and that they still don't know exactly what's behind the murders.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I am going to say, that I said that he was killed because he's calling on atheism. But I believe none of the secular writer activist was killed because they are atheist. They were killed because they represent secular liberal value. They work towards those values so that they can make Bangladesh a pluralist society filled with love, joy, passion, music, poetry, and they are the voice of all injustice, and that's why Islamic extremists, to get control of Bangladesh, are killing those secular writers. It's not because of atheism.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to come back to that. I just want to do a little bit more on this 21-year-old student. He's a member, we understand, of the student wing of Bangladesh's largest Islamist opposition party, the Jamaat-e-Islami. What can you tell us about their political agenda?
They're the Saudi-funded Wahhabi Islamist, and last edition of Islamic State magazine, Dabiq, they said that they published an interview of their Amirul Mumineen, who is the leader of Bangladesh IS. That Amirul Mumineen, he said that they are recruiting Jamaat Islami activists to join Islamic State. They are having ready-made, breeded Islamic extremists believe in the same things like they do, which is Wahhabi Islamism, the very strict interpretation of Islam.
I mean, 2015 seems to have been this big turning point in the level of violence. The fourth professor from Rashaji University to be killed, five secular bloggers and a publisher have also been murdered. What was there a tipping point that has encouraged this type of politics?
As you said, the larger political party, Islamist party in Bangladesh, is Jamaat Islami, and we are having a war crime tribunal of the leaders of their atrocities, of their genocidal crime during our war of independence against Pakistan in 1971. So in 2013, our first blogger was killed because he was protesting on Shahbagh for justice of the genocide the Jamaat Islami leaders done. So they killed him and told people that he is an atheist and he mocked Prophet, and so people said, okay, so like our Prime Minister, he also said that she is not going to take any responsibility. So the tipping point is the war crime tribunal we are having, and also you have to understand that not only Islamic State are killing Bangladeshi secular people, Al Qaeda Indian subcontinent, which is AQIS, they are actually killing the bloggers. On the other hand, IS are targeting Shia Muslims, Ahmadiyya Muslims, foreign
right.
nationals.
So you've got two separate groups. I suppose what I wondered, if there was a particular speaker or sheikh who'd arrived who'd prompted this, or is it particularly passive and timid politics from the government, not cracking down?
yeah, they are now cracking down. Like after Najimuddin Samad was killed this April, our Home Minister Asaduzzaman Kamal told BBC that they are going to scrutinize whether Najim hurt anyone's religious feelings or not. So you can see that they are aligning with the terrorists, that they think that it is okay to kill people for expressing their views, for writing a Facebook status. And then our Prime Minister said that the secular writers are writing pornography and she's not going to take any responsibility for the murders. And Abhijit Roy, he was killed in 26 February 2015. He wrote 10 books on astronomy, right, on evolution, on homosexuality, on love. And our Prime Minister is happy to call it pornography and align with the terrorism. So, yeah, they're not doing anything. They're giving them impunity and do whatever you like.
They're not even
acknowledging the presence of IS and Al-Qaeda in Bangladesh.
What happened to you particularly, Raihan, that made you decide you had to get out fast?
Yeah, I was a PhD student. I was working on healthcare system. We have built a nationwide telemedicine system in Bangladesh so that rural people have healthcare access. And I also wrote a book on atheism. It's called The Philosophy of Disbelief, which I wrote with Abhijit Roy. He was the co-author of the book. I also worked with Ananta Vijay Dasha, who also a leader of science popularizing in the northeastern part of the Bangladesh. And he edited my book. And Faisal Arifin Dipon, okay, Ananta Vijay Dasha, he was killed in 12th of May last year. And then my publisher of the book, Faisal Arifin Dipon, who also published thousands of secular books, was also attacked and killed because of publishing the Philosophy of Disbelief book. And that's why I had to save myself.
So you found out you were on a target list, did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So they have
been following me. They have been threatening me with text messages. After Ananta Vijay Dasha was killed, they said that you are next. So yeah, I had to take precaution, and I had to leave everything behind: my PhD, my family, my friends. But I'm lucky that I survived the attack in Bangladesh. Yeah. But not everyone is lucky.
I have to say, there have been widespread protests against these murders in Bangladesh, and this weekend, hundreds of students of the university, Rajai University, have staged marches on the campus. So, I mean, do you detect that there's a pushback against this, and might it be successful?
Yeah, like the people who are protesting, they are protesting all over the Bangladesh, because this is the true face of Bangladesh. Bangladesh is not an Islamic extremist country. Islam was preached here by Sufis. But now the Saudi-funded Wahhabi Islamist groups with the support of Bangladesh Jamaat Islami, they are targeting one by one the people who have raised their voice against dogmatic ideologies. But not everyone is like them. People are on the road. And for example, Niloy Neel, who was killed in August, he was being followed after he went to protest against Ananta Vijay Dasha's murder. So they followed him from the protest to his home and then targeted him after a month later.
Right.
So yeah, we are in a very tough fight. Government is putting us in prison. The extreme Islamist group are trying to gain access to Bangladesh so that they can attack India and Myanmar. And it's been written all over their publications. But Bangladesh government, they don't acknowledge that there is IS presence or Al-Qaeda presence here.
Bangladesh is a means to an end. Thank you very much indeed for joining us, and good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Writer and blogger Raihan Abir, who is one of 20 Bangladeshi writers on a hit list by Islamic militants, a story that I think has fallen off our radar quite a bit, but might have a lot at stake there if his judgment is right.